How do Cubans themselves, including those living in exile in the US, view this visit by Pope Benedict to their homeland? And what are they expecting it to achieve? To find out, Susie Hodges spoke to Father Ernesto Travieso, a Cuban Jesuit priest based in Miami.
Well, as we can hear from all the messages we receive, even on Twitter or that, because some people are sending text messages all the time, certainly the people are very excited. When John Paul II visited, a lot of things changed. It was a boost. I went to Cuba after that visit in 2003, and people were still really enjoying. There was certain freedom, so some changes came. In fact, I just read something for Lech Walesa saying, you know, when he visited Poland, John Paul II, that's where all things started to change with Solidarność. And again, we hope something is going to happen. So again, it would be good.
The Catholic Church has acted as a mediator between the government and dissident groups and has helped to secure the release of 75 political prisoners in recent years. Do you see this role continuing on the part of the Catholic Church in Cuba, maybe even strengthening?
I hope so. We all hope so. You know, that it will be strengthening their relations. And they have to be relations. We know that. There has to be diplomacy in between the church and the government. But again, we hope that something is going to happen, some changes are going to happen. And we hope it is good for the people. In fact, one thing I noticed in 2003, how the local people, the Christians, the Catholics, were so full of energy again. They were very strong after that visit of John Paul II. So we hope that with Benedict the 16th is going to be the same, that people are going to be encouraged to believe.
How strong is the Catholic faith amongst Cubans? I mean, do many Cubans go to Mass nowadays? What sort of percentage of people would go to Mass on a Sunday in Cuba?
It's been increasing. So again, people go to Mass. Still, there is an ignorance. Some of my friends, priests, I say, they don't even know how to pray. They never heard anything for 53 years. It's new generations, and the older people are dying already.
Let's talk a little bit about the economic situation in Cuba. I mean, is there a lot of poverty and hardship among the population? Because they went through quite a rocky time after the collapse of the Soviet Union.
But if they are improving, they have been improving because of these remesas, the money their relatives in exile send them to Cuba. I read the other day something that is about $800 million a year from families.
Tell me, Father, what kind of message do you think that the Cuban faithful would like to hear from Pope Benedict during his visit?
I think the only message they expect, I don't think they expect too much, actually. But the message they expect that, you know, the church cares for them and Benedict personally cares for them. But again, I don't think we expect too much. But still, it's a new step towards, I would say, reconciliation sometimes, or change, if you can put it the other way.